We now begin Maseches Temura. This is the general introduction. The word Temura means substitution, and the whole Masechta really revolves around one or at most two psukim. The pasuk in the end of Bechukosai, Vekra Chavzayin Pasuk Yud, says, Lo yachlifeno v'lo yamir oso. When it comes to a korban, you may not exchange it, and you can't yamir. That's the verb for Temura. You can't substitute it. Tov bara or rabba tov. Neither substituting a better animal for your existing korban, and all the more so a worse one for a good one. V'mahamer yamir behema bebehema, and if you indeed do violate the Torah and substitute one animal for another animal, v'hayahu utumura so ye kodesh, then both the original and the substitute animal both now are sanctified. That essentially is the pasuk that the whole Masechta revolves around. There is a very similar pasuk at the end of that very parsha, in Bechukosai, talking about Meiser Behema, which is essentially the same thing. It says, in that context, Lo yivaker bein tov l'ra, v'lo yamirenu, when it comes to tithing your livestock, so you don't have to worry about if it's a good or bad animal that comes out as the tenth one, as the Meiser, and don't substitute it. Again, yamirenu, temura. Vim hamer yimarenu, if you do attempt to substitute a new or even better animal for one that came out 10th, v'hayahu usmura so ye kodesh lo yigael, then both the one that came out as the original meiser and the one you attempted to be the temur, the substitute, both of them are consecrated, they're kodesh, and you may not redeem either of them. That's the full scope of the Masechta. And therefore, really, this Masechta revolves around at its base one law in the Torah, the prohibition against attempting to substitute one korban for another korban. Okay, now let's just define our terms. First of all, the word temura here, it's a little confusing because it both is a verb, like we read in the psukim here, lo yamir and lo yimarenu, kind of like we have in Yigdal in the with the 13 articles of faith in the Rambam. We say lo yamir, Hashem will not substitute dato, his daso is his law. So it means both the verb to substitute, and it also temura could refer to the noun, the animal which was substituted. If you're substituting B for original A, so B is the temura. Okay. In the pasuk itself, it says lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso. Don't exchange it and don't substitute it. So the difference between Yachlifenu and Yamir, really, they're almost synonyms. And the context here, Yachlifenu, a Chalifen, would be an exchange of trying to exchange someone else's behema for your behema, whereas Yamir would be substituting your own animal for another animal. Okay? Now, the Torah itself, again, this is it first and foremost, this is a law from the Torah, it's a prohibition, meaning that if one actually does the act of Temura, and he has the requisite, witnesses and warning, he actually is subject to Malchus, to lashes, as violating one of the 613 commandments, or 365 negative commandments, which typically have a punishment of Malchus, most oftenly. It's worth asking that this seems to be a lav she'en bo ma'ase, it's a violation that doesn't have an actual action, all you're doing is saying words. When you try to substitute something, it's a verbal designation. So the usual rule is that a lav shein bo ma'asa you don't get lashes for. So we'll have to discuss that why that's the case in the Masechta earlier on. We'll get to that right away. Bez Hashem. So now let's just think about the mechanics of this temura, this activity. Basically, there are three components. There's the person who's doing the substitution, and then there's the original consecrated animal, A, we'll call it, and the substitute animal, the temura, B, we'll call it. So let's talk about all three of those things. First of all, who is the person who is doing the temura? So it has to be someone who has the rights over these animals. In other words, if I try to do a temura on your animal, that's not going to be effective at all. And similarly, if we're in partnership and I try to do temura with our existing korban that we're sharing, again, not going to be effective, okay? It has to be that it's entirely and privately mine. And what would I do to effect this temura? I would say something like, Zeh, number B, is tachas, is in the place of Zeh, number A. I have these two animals that are identified, specific animals. I have an existing A sacrifice, which is consecrated already, and I'm saying that B should be tachas in its place, or ze chalifa ze, or ze temuras ze. I'm using a word that implies a replacement or substitution. If I'd say something like mechuleles, like a deconsecration, that wouldn't be effective. Okay, it has some any word that sort of suggests that I'm attempting to replace, to like essentially deconsecrate A and exchange it for now B, which would be consecrated. Okay, so now, what is the scope of the A, the source of the, you know, the original carbon consecrated thing? So based on psukim, it's going to come out, it's only talking about an animal, specifically cow, goat, or sheep, which has been invested with sanctity as a carbon, having kedushas aguf, kedushas mizbeach. It's dedicated and designated to be an offering already. Okay, so that would mean you can't do tamura on a mincha offering. You can't do tamura on an ola sa'of or a chata sa'of, a bird offering. And certainly you can't do tamura on something which is just consecrated not for the mizbeach, but for what's, you know, with kedushas dam, meaning bedek habayis, meaning, for example, I commit to give my bicycle to the Beis HaMikdash, so the bicycle would then be invested with Kedusha, but it's only Kedushas Damim, an extrinsic, you know, the value it's consecrated, and then the Beis HaMikdash could sort of monetize that. They would sell it on their website or whatever it is, an auction, and get money. So that sort of thing would not be eligible to have Temura done to it. Now, what about the recipient of the Kedusha? When is Temura effective? What does the recipient have to be? So bottom line is there has to be something which is a chulin animal, a non-consecrated animal. So we're talking specifically cow, goat, or sheep. And interestingly enough, even if the existing animal, let's say, was an ola and it was a cow, one could transfer the kedusha from the cow to a goat or sheep. And then he'd have his original cow, which is consecrated as the ola, as well as now also an ola of a sheep or a goat. Okay, but it can't be something which is existing already with a level of Kedusha, whether you're talking about Kedusha Zaguf, it's another korban, or even just Kedusha Dam, it's been consecrated, you know, for specifically for the value to be conveyed to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so now, what are the consequences? We're saying that Temura actually works, so how is this going to play itself out? Let's see, you had Bessie, that's A, and she was a korban, and now you bring Ferdinand, who's B, and you say you want Ferdinand to be Tachas, or the Khalifa, or the Temura of A, of Bessie. So now we're saying that both Bessie and Ferdinand are consecrated. So what do you do with Ferdinand, bottom line? So if we're talking about a Temura, that's the proper term for the Temura, if it's an Ola or a Shlamim, since you can volunteer to bring an Ola, or volunteer to bring a Shlamim, so then the Temura, in this case Ferdinand, would be brought as well. So you'd bring two olos or two shlamim. In other words, you did an avera, but now you have an obligation to bring two korbanos, you bring them both. If it's a toda offering, toda really is kind of like a subcategory of a shlamim, and you can bring it as a toda as well. Toda being different than the shlamim in two ways. One of the ways is that you eat it in one day instead of 2 days, so that would mean, again, here you have only 1 day to eat this korban. But the toda differs in the other way from a shlamim, that you also bring these 40 different loaves of bread with it. Okay, so those loaves of bread are going to be coming with specifically a toda, which you had to bring because you were saved from one of those four, you know, scenarios. You were either, incarcerated, or this chayim is the mnemonic, or you were had yesurin, you were suffering your illness, or you traversed the ocean, yam, or mem, you traversed the midbar, the desert. So that's not applicable here. You only did that once. You can't bring a second toda, and therefore the toda you bring, which is like a shlamim, won't be accompanied by the breads for the second one, just the first one. Okay, now, if it's a chatas, now you have a problem. If the original animal was a chatas, so its substitute would create a second chatas. The problem is there's no such thing as bringing two chataos for one crime. Bring a chatas if a person does an isser that has the penalty of karas, he does it b'shogeg, but he can't bring it as a suffix or a voluntary or as for a second one. And therefore, this second animal is one of the five what are called chataos hamesos, one of the five chataos which are left to die. Okay, there'll actually be a perek in our Masechta that discusses all five of the scenarios. But one of them is that a person makes a temura. So that means the original chatas is brought, but the substitute temura chatas can't be brought. It's just left to die. There's no other option because typically, your kind of option we'll see would be maybe to let it get a blemish, but how's it going to help you? You can't, with the blemish animal, you can redeem it, but all you can do is buy another chatas, which gets you nowhere. Okay, kind of similar with the asham, the guilt offering. Also comes for a specific act. There are six kinds of ashamos, doesn't matter what for. The point is, you can't just volunteer or bring a suffix asham. And therefore, if you substitute, have a tamura asham for the original asham is brought for whatever it needs to be brought for. The substitute can't be brought as an asham because that's not a, you don't do two. And therefore, you'd let it graze until it gets a mum, a blemish, a permanent blemish. At that point, it could be redeemed because it's permitted based on psukim to deconsecrate and redeem a blemished animal if it has a permanent blemish. And then you would essentially get them that now deconsecrated tamura would be allowed to be eaten, has some vestige of sanctity. You couldn't work it or shear it or have its milk, but you could actually slaughter it and eat it. And the money you get from selling it or deconsecrating it, you'd use to purchase another animal, but you can't bring it as an asham. Instead, you'll bring it as the other kind of kadshei kadshim, the most consecrated holy of offerings, like an asham, which is called the ola. Ola could be voluntary, so you'll bring one. Your tamura now will be brought as an ola, whereas the original animal is brought as an asham. Okay, the bechor and the meiser, the lesser of the kadshim kalim, their tamura is not brought. So in other words, if a person has a bechor, it's the first issue, cow, goat, sheep, if it's a male, and then one does try to do tamura, so the second animal gets some level of sanctity, it can't now be worked or sheared, but you can eat it, no need to bring to the base of Mikdash, and you would be the Kohen in the case of a bechor, because bechors are given to Kohanim. In the case of a miser, every 10th animal you have gets tithe, cows, goat, sheep, you eat it yourself in Yerushalayim, so here it would be eaten, but again, no need to eat it in Yerushalayim, you can eat it at home or wherever you are. And the only other korban we shouldn't discuss, the korban Pesach, that's a little more complicated. There's actually a Mishnah in the Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, Pesach Pesachim, discusses tamura of a Pesach. It's a little complicated, but in short, let's just say that the tamura can't be brought as a Pesach, because it's not a Pesach, but it will be brought essentially as a Shlamim. Okay, in short, it'll basically let it graze, the Pesach graze, you'll get the money, you'll buy a new animal, and that is brought as a Shlamim. Okay, so that's basically the scope and kind of mechanics of the Masechta. I just want to end on one other thing, which is what the Rambam ends with. The Rambam in Hilchos Korbanos at the very end, the last of the Hilchoses of the sections, talks about Tamura. And then the last halach at the end of Perek Dalet, he discusses really the question of why this is the case, why the Torah has such a mitzvah. And he combines it with the other related issue of when one redeems, deconsecrates Kachim, when it's permitted to do so. So basically what happens if you sell it to somebody else, you get the money and then buy an animal or whatever it is, or the like my example before, the bicycle or something. But if you redeem your own kadshim, let's say, for example, you consecrate your bike and you own redeem your bike for cash, so you have to be mosif a chomish. You add an extra 25%. So if the bike was worth $400 or the cow was worth $400 and you're now redeeming it yourself, it was your bike or your cow, and now you're redeeming it with your money. So you have to not pay the 400, but rather add an extra 100. That's the mosif of the chomish. Add a fifth 100, and you pay a total of 500, like a surcharge. So the Rambam wants to know, like, why it should be that you pay a surcharge, and why it should be that you're sort of not allowed to trade out your existing korban for another one, even a better one, perhaps. So the Rambam says as follows at the very end here. He says, Yarda Torah lesof machsheva sa'adam. The Torah ultimately plumbed the depths of a person's psyche. Uktsas yitzer hara, and like sort of the scope, the extent of his evil inclination. Shetivoshal adam note laharbos kinyano velochus amamono. It's a person's nature, every human's nature, that he essentially wants to amass as much stuff as possible. Wants to be acquisitive, acquire things, have property. And he like sort of is sorry to see his money get lost. Lachus l'mamono, he has pity and over his money. Va'afal pisha nidar v'hikdish. Even though he was, you know, initially he was generous and he consecrated an animal to Hashem. But then, efshe shechazer bo. It's very possible and likely a person at the time will sort of have second thoughts. V'nichem, he'll regret what he did. V'yifte b'fachos Meshivio, and he'll want to sort of redeem it with something which is less than what it's worth. Therefore, Amar Torah. Therefore, the Torah said, "Im pada laatzmo." If you redeem it for yourself, Yosif chomesh. You have to add an extra fifth. And he said, "Vachein." The same applies in our context here about the tamura. Im hikdish behema kadusha saguf. If one consecrates his animal to bring as a korban,
Shema yachzer bo, maybe he'll change his mind. V'kevin she'enu yachol livdosa. Now there's no way to redeem an animal that's consecrated to be a korban unless it's got a mum, so you can't do it. And said, yachlifena bifchusa menu. He'll try to replace it with a different one that's less expensive, less valuable. V'imtiten lo reshus lahachlif hara biyafa. If the Torah would permit him to say, you're allowed to exchange and replace a consecrated animal for a better one, so then yachlif hayafa bara v'yomar tofu. Person will essentially will lie to himself and say, oh, I'm replacing it with this animal because it's better, but really it's not better, it's really worse. So since a person has that natural inclination, lefichach, therefore, sasam hakasav befanav, therefore, the Torah sort of locked the door in his face of that plan. Shlo yachlif, so he shouldn't attempt even to switch, do a switcheroo. Uknaso imhichalif, and it gave him a penalty if he tries to do the switcheroo. V'amar, in the pasuk says, v'hayahu utumaraso yekodesh, and therefore like he gains nothing, and he now has two consecrated animals, he only loses. Okay, now the finishing part here is very sort of interesting and important, which is the real reason why I'm bringing it, not just to explain that one particular mitzvah. The Rambam goes on to say, v'chol elu hadavarim k'dei lachof es yitzro l'sakin da'atav. This is all for the purpose of a person to gain control over his yitzahara and to refine his character. V'rov dinei Torah einan ela etzos meirachok migdol ha'etza. And the truth is, he says the Rambam, most of the Torah's laws are nothing other than counsels given from a distance, from the one who is of great counsel, to improve your character, l'saken hadeos uliyasher kol ma'asav. Excuse me, uliyasher kol ha'ma'asim. So that a person should make himself, you know, of good character and have upright conduct. The Chenu Omer, he brings the pasuk from Mishlei. So the Rambam understands that this is sort of a paradigmatic example of the Torah sort of anticipating human nature and trying to help people overcome the nature through proper practice. Okay, and with that, Bez Hashem, we've introduced the Masechta Temura. Now let's go on to the Masechta in earnest.